If you're an adventurer, there's one place that you absolutely have to shop.
There is, because there's this place called Modatomic, and they have the gas can hoodie, which when you put it on, it feels like a hug. And if you're a true adventure rider, you know that some days don't go as planned and you need a hug. But not only the gas can hoodie, Modatomic has other things too. Like what, Cappy?
Like beanies, cups, stickers, t-shirts, and probably my favorite dry bag.
That orange dry bag is badass.
It is. Modatomic.com. Link in the description.
So, Chappie, I got a confession to make.
Confess to me.
I've been talking to our buddy from B-Moto, Paco Pete. You know B-Moto, that shop that does really cool stuff like
off-road performance engines and suspensions. They even can Cerakote with ceramic finishes, so the outside is just as strong as the inside.
Which is awesome and brings me to my confession, Cody Proof Certification. Because Paco Pete told me they're going to take care of my engine and Cody Proof it.
That's something that not too many places can say.
No, definitely not. I would just suggest go over to bmoto.com and check it out. They've got some pictures of what they do.
Boutiche.com. Link in the description of the podcast.
Yes, because it's hard to spell, but they do good work.
Gobble, that's gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Hello.
Holy shit. Yeah, here we go.
It's back.
We're back.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of
Throttled Adventures.
I'm Cody,
and I'm your Chappy. Other host. And Chappy. I'm Chappie, and we're back.
We're back.
We're back. Cody started a new job.
Oh, boy. The secret's out.
Yes, and I've had a lot of shit going on, too. So,
yeah, I know. I keep getting these freaking pictures from and videos from concerts, hockey games. I mean, yes. God, you've been busy.
I have, and somewhere along the line, I got a black eye, and I do not know how.
I'm blaming it on Bob.
Yeah, because she never asked me how I got that.
Ah, that's it.
My brother asked me today. He helped me hook up some electric in the garage, so the stove is plugged in and powered up. I can now tell that crazy lady to start the stove before I go out in the garage.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Whoa. Alexa, start the stove, baby.
Yeah. Yes. That's basically what I can do.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So you don't even have to go out in the cold. You just get it started. And when you go out, be nice and warmed up.
Yes.
Now, if we could only do that with the weather. Alexa, give me riding weather.
I wish. Yeah, perfect segue. I guess so. Adventure and how adventure changes your life. We're going to talk about how it's changed our lives fact that, you know, I mean, Cody and I never would have met if it wasn't for the motorcycle trips and, you know, YouTube. I mean, the first time we talked was about YouTube channels and stuff like that.
Like, I wouldn't even be able to find where you live on a map until we met. Until I Google mapped it to see how long it took to drive.
Right. And for those of you that don't know and aren't aware, Cody and I have never been in the same place at the same time. So we've never met face to face.
Right. It feels like we're old buddies, but we've never shook hands or.
No, we've come close a couple times, but things always get in the way, it seems like. Whenever we've got a chance or we plan on doing something, something happens in such a way that it just totally screws things up.
So we're just not going to plan it. It'll just be a random act one day.
Right. I just show up at your door. Hello, Cody, I'm
hey,
here.
What's up?
And Amber says, Cody's working.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yes. Yes, yeah. So this isn't Cody's only job anymore.
No, it's not. Nope. Unfortunately, the bills keep coming.
Yes, they do.
But it's good.
We are back on Riverside. So this recording is our first episode on the Riverside platform again. Zencastr decided that they weren't going to do free recording anymore. So luckily we still had an account here with Riverside. We don't get much time to record per month, but we'll soldier on and we'll figure it out.
Yes, we always do. It's part of the adventure.
Yeah, so the surprise from Cody was we actually have the intro button so that it plays while we're recording now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I've missed that. Having to put it in myself was...
It's kind of like coffee.
Yeah.
It wakes you up, tells you it's time to get to work.
Yes.
So as far as adventure goes, I mean, I think maybe the hardest part for most of us is accepting it's good and bad, right? Because it's really not an adventure if everything's perfect.
Right.
So it comes with a little bit of risk in one way or another. But I think what started this whole thing for this topic for me was I was just looking at the 701. I should be acquiring a new bike to me, hopefully soon in the future. But I have to sell a bike to get a bike. And looking at the Beamer, looking at the 701, I started looking at the 701, which started all of this. And I was like, man, if I'd have never got the 701, I wouldn't have done Idaho with Tim. And Tim is pretty much how you and I connected through YouTube.
Right. We blame him often.
Wouldn't have met you, wouldn't have met Paco Pete and Paul and randomly and all over and on there. Jocelyn Snow, we would have never met.
Right.
Pete from Moscow, somebody I looked up to. I've met him a couple times.
Derek and all the people from the BDR.
Yeah. Derek and Bryce, all of them, man. And Tim, the other yep. Tim. So many, I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody, and I'm sorry, but it was just mind-blowing that one choice in life to step out of my comfort zone and go beyond what was just normal for me, how right. many blessings it's brought. So just looking at it, I was like, man, I'm so glad that I made that choice, right? It was a little scary for me at first, I'm not going to lie, but here we are.
Yeah, I can second that. Buying my first BMW, paying that much for a motorcycle to do trips with the wife. That started my journey. I bought the 750 to do road trips with the wife. I got the adventure bike because that was more my style. I've always wanted to have one. I mean, you see the BMWs coming down the road. They look like dirt bikes, but you know, they're more road worthy and
yeah,
they had the saddlebags and the, you know, the hard cases or whatever. And just like, well, that would be a good trip bike for us. And, I bought that and then started searching, trip stuff on YouTube, which I found Tim and Jocelyn. And then you appeared on Tim's channel and I kind of
that broke in.
Yeah. The wife and I decided like, well, we're starting our trip. Let's start a YouTube channel and share some of that stuff with people. You know,
and it's right on two was born.
Yes. And because of that and me and you talking, you know, because you started a channel after meeting Tim as well. So it kind of like snowballed from there. And then me and you did what we do? Like a live stream talking about how old you have to be or what's a better age.
We need to find that. I need to watch that again.
Live stream. And then, with the COVID shutdown and stuff like that, it was like, both of us had a shit ton of time, and we just said, hey, well, how about a podcast? So this adventure that we've been on all started because we got motorcycles and went on a trip.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is.
I'd say it's a simple choice, but I mean, you know, you buying the bike and then thinking the wife would like it. I mean, you probably didn't know. I didn't know my wife would like to go.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I didn't know about the trip stuff, but like she started showing more and more interest in riding on my Kawasaki Ninja, which is not a very good passenger motorcycle.
No, I mean, if you like to be really close with your significant other, I guess they're okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really close.
I mean, like every time I like step on the brake, her helmet's whacking my helmet. Yes. And, you know, it's like, it wasn't very comfortable for long rides. And we started doing longer and longer rides on that bike. So when I saw the opportunity, I went with my buddy to the BMW dealer to have his wife's bike repaired. I was looking at that 750 and I was like, wow, this thing is cool. And I started talking with the sales guy, and you know, before I know it, it's like, wow, this actually is affordable. I mean, I bought the 750 and I was paying less per month than I was on the Ninja. And they gave me enough for the Ninja to not only pay it off, but put something down on the Beamer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, that all worked out. And I was able to get the luggage that you hated thrown into the deal.
Yeah, but it's better than no luggage.
Yeah, but it worked out for me because, you know, we were doing road travels.
Yeah.
And the top box that I had, he also threw in the padding that goes on that. So the wife had a backrest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So she was comfortable. You know, if I had to get on it to get around somebody, I didn't have to worry about losing her off the back. She had handles on the side to hold on to. And the more and more she got comfortable. Yeah. No belt.
Oh. No belt.
That was for the Ninja. That was so she had something to hold on to because the crotch rockets don't have the handles on the side anymore. They put that stupid leather strap that's stapled to the seat. That is not going to hold somebody on the bike.
No. Not with what those things can do.
No. But that's yeah, so I mean,
my wife prefers that I have at least the Moscow top bag on, or the Motatomic, just something to kind of support her, hold her in, whatever. Yes. I rode, quote unquote, naked, I guess is what they call the bike, with no luggage.
Right.
Stuff. And she was like, man, we're missing some. Oh, yeah. It's my backrest.
Oh, yeah.
And I ride fully loaded all the time now. Which is good and bad.
But yeah. I usually leave my plastic luggage on. Not only because it gives her a backrest, but like my top box and the box that's not on the side with the muffler, I can fit a full helmet in there. So if we go somewhere, I don't have to carry my helmets around. I can lock them up in the cases.
That I do miss after I sold my plastic luggage.
Yeah, and usually we would stuff the jackets if it was warm enough. We didn't want the jackets on. We would stuff them in, you know, the muffler side or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They hold quite a bit, more than I thought. The problem is if you stuff them full and open them sideways.
Yes. Yeah, you have to take them off and
I didn't get that memo.
Yeah, or
to my junk mail.
or I did some research. There's bags that you can buy that go in. So you put the bag in, and then like the bags I have, the luggage, you can pull the handle and make it wider. or narrower, and the bags do the same. So they've got like a compression zipper, so you can make the bag the size of the luggage. But yeah, it works. They definitely allowed me to carry more shit than I needed in the beginning.
We all do. All of us.
I even got bags that went on top of those. You know, they,
of course,
they got a strap that goes around and they Velcro on. So I've got like
those. You got the nets. Remind me of fishnet stockings or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you can carry way too much crap.
Yes. That you can.
But you started riding that and then you're saying you're going longer and longer.
Yeah. And then we got the BMW, and because we had a trip, you know, a motorcycle that's made for adventure and touring and stuff, we planned the trip to go to Niagara Falls, and, you know, it's a 5-hour highway ride, but it took us 2 days to get there because we took the long way around.
I love it.
Yeah. And then, we did the same on the way back. We took an old highway. It used to be the main highway before interstates and stuff. Kind of like the old Route 66 is no longer, you know, the whole thing isn't there anymore because they've got these big highways. So,
yeah. They always ruin good things, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Change is good, but, you know, losing some stuff it's rough. I mean,
yeah,
especially as you get older.
Yeah, most definitely. Like this place that I grew up here in the Salt Lake, you know, area. And the things I remember as a kid, most of them are gone. Like we used to have bicycle riding areas. There is nothing. We could hunt rabbits. Now it's all houses and multi-dwellings.
Right.
Change, which is another reason I'd venture farther out to get away from the madness, I guess. But by doing that, you meet more interesting people and you see places you probably never would have, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, oh, shit.
Just kidding.
I clicked something in my freaking... My headphones just went bam. I met so many nice people on that trip that we went to. We did it twice because the first time we got rained out. I'm sure everybody remembers. If you're a longtime listener, we've been through that trip before. We met some really nice people. And the second time we went, it was in October, so I ended up having to buy like cold weather gear because, so I got my Alpine Stars, Andes, you know, Dry Star, so much better than, you know, getting wet.
But getting wet on a motorcycle sucks.
Well, it was funny because we were supposed to do a southern loop because we figured going south in October would be better, but hurricane coming up the coast in October, we changed our mind, like, well, let's do the Niagara Falls one instead. And it actually worked out in our favor because Niagara Falls was a lot, it was not as crowded. And the hotels were cheaper and stuff. And
but yeah, when you go in peak season, it's rough.
Yes.
Let's just put it how it is. They soak you for everything they can during peak seasons.
Yes, that's definite. But we had a blast and meeting people and being at a gas station with a Dunkin' Donuts so the wife can, you know, down her coffee and, you know, fill her tank for the next pee stop. Made it people would come over and talk to you where you're coming from and where you're heading, you know.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it just that kind of stuff doesn't happen when you're in a car.
No. It blew my mind. It used to scare me, but now I'm like.
Yeah, you stop at a rest area in a car and you go into the store and everybody just walks in and out. But if you stop at that same rest area with a motorcycle and, you know, you're taking a break to give your butt time to come off of the, you know, hot spot.
Yeah.
Get so a you're bit walking of blood around, back in there. Stretching your legs and, you know, you
wake up the butt cheeks.
You got a, in my wife's case, you got a coffee to, you know, fill up your caffeine fuel. And then you've got, you know, take a smoke break. But people, they just come over while you're hanging out and they start talking to you about where you're coming from, where you're going, you know, all kinds of different things that you just don't experience if you're not on a motorcycle.
It's totally true. And from my experience, most of them, it's just genuine curiosity. A lot of times if it's, you know, middle-aged guy or something there, you can see in their head, they're like, I want to do this. I almost feel like some of them are like, oh, this guy can do it.
Right.
I can do it too. Right. Which is true. I mean, I've always said if this idiot pointing at myself can do these things, anyone can do it. You gotta just decide and do it.
Right.
Like I wasn't comfortable sleeping in a tent by myself in the woods at all when I started this. Now it's like I prefer. But I didn't get there just immediately. Just had to go out of the comfort zone a little bit, and you get used to it. And for the most part, like you're saying, you meet really cool people out there, even at gas stops or like you went to the rally.
I did. And one of our Discord members, Frank, Old Man Riding on YouTube, went with me. We hit it off great. It was like we'd known each other for years. I mean, we had similar tastes and stuff. We ended up having similar ideas for like food and stuff like that. We tried a lot of the local establishments in true BDR, spirit. You know, went to a couple different places for lunch and supper and whatnot. He didn't have the meal tickets. Mine were included with the thing, but like, I don't know. Sitting down at a restaurant as opposed to, you know, trying to find a place at a picnic table or we only had one food truck. So that was a little different too.
Yeah.
Sitting in a place with air conditioning as opposed to sitting out in the hot sun, that helps too.
Plus you're kind of immersing yourself in the area.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you're not like familiar, if it's not right where you're from, then it's kind of cool to just immerse yourself in the whole people and places and
right.
Get a taste of it. Right. Literally, yeah. I guess if you're eating local food, but
yeah, I missed going to the rally this year. I mean, I knew when it was, and it was like, I wish I would have gone. But on the other hand, we were in the middle of buying a house, and we were doing that too. So yeah. I'm saving my time off for whatever I needed for the house.
Yep. And, I mean, that goes right along with adventure because I got into the flow like I was ready to do all 10 or 11 or 12, whatever they're at now, BDRs, you know, and had this whole adventure planned in my head, and life has its own adventures, right?
Yes.
I had kids get married and one that's now going to make me a grandpa. And,
yes. You know, I don't know if we mentioned that here on the podcast.
Well, I'm going to be a grandpa. Grandpa. Yes. Cody.
Cody's joining the ranks. So last night,
Squatch was looking at KTM 50s, and he's like, oh, my God, look, they've got, even on the forks, they've got the knobs you twist for your preload, and oh, my God, look at this, and and the forks, they're like WP. And Abby's like, it's going to be a few years. He's like, it's going to come quicker than you know, honey. We got to get looking at this stuff.
Yeah. If you find a good deal on one, grab it.
Yeah.
They don't go bad. It's not like there's a shelf life.
It's just it's like a little miniature of Daddy's big thing. I thought they'd be like, you know, I don't know. In my head, they were going to be more like the Jeep or the battery-charged car we got as kids.
Yeah, I had bought one for my daughter when she turned 8. I got her a KTM 50. And I put a piece of gas line inside the carburetor so you could only turn the throttle so much. So, 'cause it was, those things were fast.
Yeah, he said it'd go up to 37 miles an hour or something. I was like, holy shit.
But she...
You'll have to teach me that trick for my grandkid.
Yeah, she just... Well, I think nowadays you can get like throttle limiters and stuff, but if not, you take the carburetor apart and over the slide, you just cut a piece of gas line and you put it over the throttle cable so they can only open the throttle so much. When
you know what? I'm going to do that to Squatch next time we ride.
Cut it so it gets half throttle?
Yeah, so he can't catch me.
Does he listen to the podcast?
Sometimes, but hopefully I'll do it before he hears it.
Well, I might have to edit that part out.
Bleep that out.
That'll only be for patrons. That's funny. That is funny.
All of a sudden I'm winning races. You know why? Because Chappie gave me a secret. I'm up all night because I can't sleep. I'm nervous for the race, so I'll just go around with gas hose.
That's funny.
Eliminate the competition.
Yeah. But yeah, for those of you out there that have grandkids or kids that are in that age, if the bike's got a little too much power, you can cut some gas hose and it works.
That's awesome. Just,
it will not help with when they scare the shit out of themselves, though. That's what happened to my daughter. We had her in a field and she went where the tractors go and she went down into the tractor path and came up on the other side. And when she came up on the other side, she caught some air and then she wouldn't touch it ever again.
I understand. I don't like cat air usually, but
I don't know.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, you know, getting my first dirt bike after Squatch got his. That was exciting, but it was uncomfortable. I mean, I hadn't ridden anything like that for 20 plus years, 25. But the memories we've made, you know, and the places we've gone and seen, it's a blessing, you know?
Yeah.
And it's all I'm just going to say, because you have the balls to make a kind of scary choice or, you know.
Absolutely.
You're saying just totally logical family members or friends would look at you and go, what the hell are you doing? But at the end of the day, man, I find myself rich in experiences. Not necessarily money, but just friends, experiences, and memories.
Yeah, well, when I got the Ninja, like a lot of people were asking me if I was having like a midlife crisis. It's like,
yeah,
no, I've been on motorcycles since I was little, and it's like I'm at a point where I can do that again. There's no kids at home,
right?
I can have a bike, and if I want to go for a ride, I can go.
Yeah,
you know, there's nothing holding me back. I mean, a lot of people thought I was going to get like a Harley and stuff. And when they found out what bike I had, they were like, holy crap. It's like,
you having a midlife crisis?
No, I mean, even the Harley thing, like, even my brother asked me at one point, you know, like, are you okay? It's like, yeah,
you feeling suicidal? You having a midlife crisis? People finally quit asking me that. They don't even ask anymore. Cause I've had so many midlife crises that I've used them all up.
You've used them all up.
Yeah.
I didn't know we only get a certain amount.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's yeah. funny.
Well, you know, I mean, as we get older, you know, we our grandparents move on, or parents, or you know, all the things that happen, and like where I'm at currently, like, well, I guess I'm going to be the grandpa, but it's weird taking on the role, because in our heads, you know, we have the. When you're little, it seems like the hierarchy goes forever, right? Dad's dad, grandpa's grandpa, grandma's grandma, all right. that stuff. But I'm trying to look at it as an adventure, stepping into that role. Because, I mean, you can get all down, oh, that means you're getting old and blah, or you can lean into it and have the time of your life, right? So it's just... Here we have a gas station that's called Maverick. It says it's Adventure's first stop.
So. Hey, I mean, right back to the first time we sat across the computer and did like a live stream thing. When's the best time? I think it was called When's the Best Time to Start, or Are You Too Old to Start Riding, or something like that.
Yeah.
We had a picture of an old man and a picture of a baby with a motorcycle on the thumbnail. It was like... I mean, we both like, I started when I was little, mm-hmm. but you started in your 40s. And it's like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. If you sit there and say, nah, I'm too old, you're too old mentally.
Right.
Yes.
So you're self-defeating at that point, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can either sit in your rocking chair and rock your way to your grave, or you can
live.
Live. Yeah, live. I mean, are you too old to take a ride in your car to the nearest state forest and go for a walk up the trails?
Right.
You know, I mean, right. granted, if you've got some sort of medical condition to where you can't ride a motorcycle, I totally get it.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be motorcycles, just going out, like, I've been fascinated my whole life by kind of why people do what they do, just how my brain works. I love to analyze, put myself in their shoes. But the main thing I've noticed that kind of interests me is there's kind of excuse makers and there's people that kill excuses. And I guess the best case in point I have recently is Squatch or Abby, I can't remember which, sent me a thing, and it was this guy that had no legs and was partially paralyzed,
mm-hmm.
and he just completed the Baja 1000 on a bike. Yeah, he made it specialized to hold him up or something, you know?
Right.
But dude, I would be scared right now, fully capable, all arms and limbs working, to go do that. And dude, who has every reason in the world to sit home and cry about how, oh, I'm not like other people. I can't, you know, can't do this. Can't. He's like, screw this. I'm making it happen.
It's funny how the people that have some sort of disability are less afraid of putting themselves out there.
Yeah. It gives them a different perspective, I think.
I think it does as well.
And, well, you know me, I can't sit still ever, but I think life is better lived, man. And yeah, you're not going to start off being the best rider or the best adventurer, or picking the best camp spot or bringing the best food, or you're going to fail. And that, I think that's what stops a lot of us from trying new things, especially as we get older. We don't want to look like dummies. I mean, just naturally. Nobody wants to look like an idiot or be made fun of. Luckily, in the motorcycle community, it doesn't seem that people do that, or they keep their voices down and you don't hear it. So it doesn't matter.
They wait till you leave.
Yeah, they wait till you leave.
No,
and at the end of the day, who really cares?
Generally, in the motorcycle community, I found most people are helpful. Like if you pull over on the side of the road, and you're on the side of the road and it looks like you're doing something to your motorcycle, or you're not in a like gas station or something. Like
yeah.
You're on the side of the road. even if you just pulled over to take a quick break or something like that, because your butt's bothering you, if you're not in a parking lot, people will generally pull over that are motorcyclists in their car on their way home or to work and ask if everything's okay and if you need anything.
Yep. And that's great unless you just stop to pee real quick off the side of the road.
Right.
That's when 10 people pull over. You okay? I will be if you'll just give me a second.
I will be as soon as I drain the tank.
Yeah. And I think that's partially motorcycle community. And I think maybe like one, even two people on a motorcycle are less intimidating than, you know, pulling over to help a car that might have 20 people in it.
Yeah.
Granted, there are some motorcycles I would stop to help on the side of the road, but some people might not. If you're wearing like a vest and have a fancy name on the back or something, some people might be scared. But I would even say I would help a moped person on the side of the road. You know, just two wheels, doesn't matter to me,
right?
Because you're in the elements, and yeah, it's not like you can carry a spare. Well, you could carry a spare tire, I guess. But
yeah, I've seen it.
Even I haven't gone that far.
When people go, like you see the ones that are doing their African adventures or something like that out in the area, they carry.
They'll have one. But it's different. Like in a car or a truck, you can have one that's either in your trunk or up under the thing, and so. As motorcyclists, we know stupid little things like a screw can really ruin your day.
Yes. Yeah, hopefully you have a plug kit. Yeah.
Also, the adventure thing, as like I said, we push through our boundaries. So, you know, most people know I've been out of quote-unquote conventional work for, I say 5 years. My wife's like, it's this long, whatever, around 5 years, let's see. Okay. So the thought of going back to that was terrifying to me, you know?
Oh, yeah, you mean other than your own business?
Yeah, other than my own business, because even when I was working conventionally for about 5 years, I had my own business, so I was the boss.
Right.
So having a time clock and a boss that has a boss and... It was like, oh my God, but it's a good opportunity. Good people. I don't know where it'll lead, but again, if you don't show up to the adventure, how do you know?
Right.
And most of the time I find, I don't know if you're the same, but I worry about a lot of stuff that never materializes. So I waste all this time thinking the what if the bad what ifs, right?
Right.
And most of the time, they never happen, and they're kind of silly. So just like, let's go for it. See where it goes.
Yeah, I tend to have the personality of there's no sense in worrying about it if there's nothing you can do about it. So like, I'm more of a when it shows up, I'll deal with it then. You know, type of,
you know, cross the bridge when you get there.
Yeah,
about it the whole trip until you get there.
Yeah, I mean, there are exceptions to that rule. I mean, right. So, but, you know, for the most part, I try and live my life that way.
I think that's good.
No stress.
You know, I went for a while, like down the rabbit hole of, oh my God, the world's falling apart, which it could be. But then, and you can find a million videos telling you how it is, right? So you can fall into this rabbit hole or echo chamber, whatever. And at some point, I just got tired of being angry and depressed and worried and whatever. And I decided I'm going to start looking for videos, because I do enjoy watching videos that are solution based. And like you were saying, what can I affect change on? Because
right.
I can't control what Joe Blow in Idaho and Montana or Wisconsin thinks or does or says, you know. I can worry about it, but I have no way to affect that change. So it's a waste of time.
Right. Yeah. What if? Plus,
I think it was Johnny Mac says, you know, if you're in a better headspace, man, like not necessarily happy, but just in a good state of mind, you make better decisions rather than panic decisions. Panic decisions usually are taking a wrong turn just because you panic. And then you're in more trouble than you were, right?
Right. Yeah. You don't think it through. It's Tim's
stop.
Yeah. His stop metaphor. I mean, that's the
it's great advice. Use it
every day. I mean, yeah. With everything that I do, it's like, if I'm not 100% sure, like even at work, if something happens, if I haven't seen that before, it's, you know, okay, stop. You know, what's going on? What's causing it? And how can we work this through? You know, rather than just like pushing start through, pushing buttons and... Yeah.
It's not like the Nintendo. There's not a secret code. Up, down, left, right, left.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Most of my life, I haven't had that stop. Like, I just panic and try to push through like a bull, you know? And that rarely ever works. There are sometimes you get lucky, it works out. But
sometimes.
Like in your instance, it could just be a simple, I don't know, maybe a decimal's off in the program or... You know, whatever. It could be a simple little thing, and if you stop, you'll see it. But
right,
if you don't panic, you're gonna look right over it. Probably yes. Like my keys. As soon as we get done and I've quit looking for them, I'll go right to them. Be like, but because I was in a panic, thinking, how the fuck am I getting to work tomorrow? I can't find my fucking keys. And I've probably walked by them 5 times, and they usually end up somewhere right in obvious sight. That's
coat pocket or something.
Yeah. Squatch always says you check the pockets.
Oh, yeah.
God, I hate it when he's right.
But yeah, usually when I come home, my keys go in one place. So
yeah,
I got a spare just in case.
Just life's been hectic lately.
That it has.
Not necessarily in a bad way, but yeah. I like seeing your adventuring out to concerts, and I saw that you saw Three Days Grace. I didn't know who was with them.
That's just the lead singer. He's got a new band. Yeah.
What? I did not know that.
There was a surprise opening act, and they were pretty good. And the guy goes, yeah, my name's such and such. You mind if I play you some of my old music? And they started playing the song. And that's why I started recording. I sent it to you. And I was like, holy shit.
Oh, I just saw him. I'm like, oh, Chappie's at 3 Days Grace, that fucker.
No, I forget the name, what they're calling themselves now. But it's just him and some other guys, like a super group type of thing.
That's cool.
Yes, they were the opening act, and then it was Skillet and Theory of a Dead Man.
Oh, man, that sounds like a great concert.
It was.
All of them.
That was... Skillet. Yeah, the wife's favorite band is Theory of a Dead Man, so that was her anniversary present from July. Nice. And then Dad and I went down to New York City, on Long Island, to... see the
Islanders.
The Islanders play the Flyers.
Any that fights?
Cool. No.
Usually the Flyers fight. That's why I was asking. I don't know if they do anymore, but growing up, they were like the team that was.
Right.
They were brutal.
they're definitely a lot better than they're supposed to be. Hmm. It was a good game. It was close. And then last night they played again. It was 1-0 in a shootout.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, close games are funner to watch, I think.
The blowout games.
I mean, I like them all. If you're there live, I like them all, but I love the nail biters.
Yeah, I don't like the nail biters when it's the playoffs and it's like game seven.
That's true.
I would prefer to have my team in control.
When there's more on the line, it's, yeah, I get it.
It's, what do you call it? Level three fun?
Yeah, level three fun.
Or no, level two fun, because level two fun's the one that you laugh about after.
Level three is Minnesota fun.
Yeah,
speaking it wasn't, of which, wasn't Johnny Mac pulled a shitty, shitty joke on me the other day.
Oh, no. Got to send you to Minnesota.
Pulls up this picture and he goes, you know, I've been looking for another trailer. I'm like, shut up. He's all, it's not Minnesota. I'm like, okay, I'll go. But he was kidding. I'm like, if it's in Minnesota, I ain't going. Not even in your truck.
Well, I was going to say, I'm taking your truck.
Yep.
I'm not taking mine.
Yep. Taking your truck. Better have AAA on it this time, buddy.
That's funny. Alrighty, how about...
Okay, here comes the what if elf, motherfucker, to your house. What if?
Ah, that little bastard. He came back out.
Alright, we have one question. You are offered a job to travel on a motorcycle. What would be your first destination?
First destination. Probably the gas station.
I know
that's not
rails.
What we were after, but I mean, we can travel anywhere. We're paid to travel.
Your offer. I think this one came out of Discord. You're offered a job to travel on a motorcycle. What would be your first destination? So I take it your job is actually to travel.
Well, like, my first destination would probably be
the Idaho BDR.
I would say my first destination would probably be the BDR out by you. Because that's one of the farthest from my house, and then we could maybe meet up.
That would work. That would be cool.
We're still rocking out.
I could meet you down there and we could do the BDRs. That would be cool.
You hear that?
The What If Elf music?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cody rocking on the guitar.
Making my hands hurt. No, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, just being thrown that question randomly, I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll go to the East Coast, do some riding somewhere I've never been. Plus, I'd like to come out and see Boston, see where they threw the tea over and all that stuff.
Mm. Yeah, that would be cool. It's a nice
out there. So I think that'd be cool. It would have to be an epic one for the first one, right? I mean,
yes. Go for it.
What about you?
I don't know. Like, my dream trip is up the Dalton Highway, but I mean, I don't know if I would do that now after having Jess and Greg and Tim and Marissa on. Like, I might actually want to do the one through Canada. Sounds like it was less hairy and you actually get to the Arctic Circle.
Yeah. That's not a bad choice.
I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Alaska.
I mean, if you're getting paid, you can do both, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
What was there? The Dempsey?
Dempster. Yep, Dempster versus the Dalton.
Yeah, that sounds fun. And I didn't know about that one until right around the time they were discussing that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I just knew about the Alaska.
Yeah, the only reason I knew about the Dalton Highway is I saw a video of a guy that wanted to do it, and he did it on his motorcycle.
And to be fair, if you're in the summer months, I've seen people use the whole time in Alaska and then do that. You know, you can go a lot of places.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's good. Both places, neither of us has been, so.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing some of the BDRs and stuff too, but I think I guess it would depend on weather. You know, if it was, they gave me the job in like April, I'm not going to Alaska in April. That's not happening.
No.
So it would have to change.
Or it'd take you a long time to get there, right?
Mm.
Long, long time.
It would.
So it warmed up.
Yes. Isn't that the truth?
I think as a backup too, I'm just going to throw out Tim's trip where he did all the national parks. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Just to see them all.
Yes, that would be cool.
The only question would be, do I take my wife or do I take the dog?
You need to get the wife a bike so you can take them both. Then you can take both dogs.
Told Johnny I'm getting a new bike. So, does that mean you're actually going to sell one this time?
Because you were supposed
to. Yes, son, it does. I don't have a choice.
Well, yeah, I mean, plus.
I mean,
the idea was to get rid of the 701 for the.
Yeah, until Colorado changed their mind. I had made peace with letting it go. I was not loving that idea. Like, that was the plan. I was taking one down, bringing one back. Didn't work out that way. So, yeah, he was kind of teasing me about that. But then when I came home, I still was going to sell it. But the wife said, if you do, what's going to end up happening is we'll have to buy a brand new one at full price. And then you'll have to put all the stuff on it because you're going to miss it. Which made sense.
Yeah.
Well, but this KTM 790 has a raised seat. So hopefully it's semi-comfortable at least. And I'm sure if not, then I can get a custom seat.
Yeah. Yes, I want to say Sargent makes seats for that bike. What's the other one? There's a bunch of different seat
concepts.
Yep.
Those are
Corbin, I think, makes seat. So there are options out there.
Yep, and just the fact that it's Hollywood's, and it's the only 790 that I've ever literally ridden. You know, I get emotionally attached to the motorcycles.
Well, right.
People think that's weird, but whatever.
Alrighty. If you haven't already, you can use the discount code THRODDLEDADV over at modatomic.com. to get yourself a gas can hoodie, t-shirts, dry bag that Cody was talking about earlier. One of our favorite places. I mean, I love my Motatomic stuff.
And it is gas can hoodie season.
It is.
I'm actually wearing the dryer right now, or I'd be wearing it.
Yes. I was looking for mine this morning because we were going to go out and work in a garage. And
maybe that's like, where my keys are.
Where the hell's my gas can? Oh. In the dryer the
with the Motatomic hoodie. That's the best guess.
It could be. You're going to have to check it as soon as we get done.
Yeah, hopefully the keys didn't put a hole in it. I'll be pissed. Oh.
You can also use that discount code over at MotoCamp Nerd. All of your camping supplies that you could ever think you might need for motorcycle travel, they have it.
They do.
And if you're not sure what you need, they are very helpful. You can send them an email and ask them questions. They are very helpful and they will help you out. And they will help you select what is right for you.
But I mean, that's not a bad idea anyway, because each of us have different bikes and different needs and different ideas of what we're using it for. And they're more than happy to help you kind of customize it to your
yes
needs. It's just because it works for me doesn't mean it works for Chappie or Tim or you know, vice versa. So.
Yeah, because I could never get by on like that Nanopresso. The wife needs a lot more coffee than that.
She doesn't need just a teaspoon.
No, that's not enough. You can also use that discount code over at psychplus.com.
Yeah.
Our favorite motorcycle tire pump.
Hey, it keeps us aired up so we can keep going, man.
It does. It is adjustable. You can set your tire pressure. It fills to that pressure and then stops.
That's my favorite feature.
Yes. So, like, you can clamp it onto your tire, hit the power button, and then do something else.
Yeah.
While it's filling.
And if you forget, then you're not going to have an explosion because it turns off by itself for you.
That it does. But yes, there's a discount code for that as well. All the links to these things are usually in our description. I'll have to double check it again, make sure it's been
a couple weeks. Yep, we're on a new platform today, so check it out and see. You never know. Could be a fans only link at this point. Never know.
Oh god. Please. No, fans only.
Just kidding. Totally kidding.
You can also head on over to a BMoto.
Be ready. BMoto.
Boudiche.com. All kinds of motorcycle
spell
work.
Spell the whole thing out or else you'll get some strange results.
Yeah, there's
don't try and shorten it to Boudiche.com.
No. That link is in the description. So
for that very reason, read
that one
for your web browsing history.
No. So yes, head on over to Boudiche.com and check out all the services. They've got suspension work, motor work. You can
Cerakoting.
Yep.
I just bought a rifle that's Cerakoted. And Squatch goes, now you got a rifle that's Cerakoted and your two-stroke engine Cerakoted. Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Heat dissipating and such. Yes. I won't try to act smart about it, but it is really cool.
It is.
And the motor they rebuilt is still running like a champ.
That is good.
It's like they put something called Go Fast in it. I don't know what they did, but holy shit.
They put in Cody Go Fast?
Yeah. They don't like go slow. Nope.
No.
Yep, great people, great work.
Yes, and if you're looking for luggage or, you know, jackets, pants, you know, riding gear, Cody and I would be amiss if we didn't mention Moscow Moto.
Hell yeah. Official luggage. Throttle Adventures, baby.
Yes. I have their stuff. Cody has their stuff. It's been torture tested. It's been Cody tested.
Yeah.
And like, torture has nothing on Cody.
No. No, most people would never give me their product
to test it.
Test.
No. But Cody has run that stuff through the ringer.
Unfortunately, my bike likes the side as much as it likes standing up. So I don't know. But yeah. You can use it and abuse it, and it stays with you, which is awesome.
That it does.
Also, it's the holiday season, so happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays.
Thanksgiving is past, but it's still holiday season.
That it is.
Also, it is a hard time for a lot of people, so not to be on a downer note, but if you're feeling down or whatever, some people, you know, holidays bring up great memories and some not, so reach out to your buddies.
Yeah.
And check on your buddies, too. You know, just give your buddies a call, check in. They sound off. Take them to lunch or something. That's part of being in the community is looking after each other. So,
amen to that.
Just throwing that out there. You know.
And I just want to give a last shout out to all of our listeners. This weekend was 3 years from the start.
Ooh.
So we started. Wow. We started 3 years ago Friday, Black Friday, was our
man,
first
I think you
episode.
Guys that have been with us for 3 years, I thank you, but I think you might need to go seek
therapy, professional help. I'm kidding. No, 3 years, that blows my mind. Wow.
Yes.
It's been great so far. So thank you all for sticking with us. And those that are new, welcome. Welcome to the circus.
Welcome to the circus. All right. Without further ado, thank you all for listening. And until next week. Thanks for listening.
If you're south of the equator, wrap yourself on to some adventure. And if you live in Australia, you can do that. If you live in the United States in the northern part, put the bike up and maybe winterize it, I guess.
Winterize
it. Happy trails to you.